This is KNPR and KNPR.org. Sage is a lot more than the spice you occasionally sprinkle over all kinds of food. As Norm Schilling tells us, sages of all kinds are around us, and they love the desert. Here's Desert Bloom.
Let's talk about sages. Lots of sages. Lots of different sages. In fact, sage, as a botanical term, doesn't really mean much, because there are lots of plants that are totally unrelated that can have the common name sage. Every plant has one botanical name, and it's the same no matter what part of the world you're in. It's the same botanical name. But common names are interchangeable. One plant can have three or four. Three or four plants can have the same name. And in fact, in the case of sage, there are hundreds of plants that are called sage. Now, many of them are salvia. And salvias tend to do really well here. They like our alkaline soils, and they grow different sizes, different flower colors. They tend to be really good hummingbird and butterfly attractors. So, and some of them are used both edibly and medicinally. So let's start there. The edible sage, the common green garden sage, is Salvia officinalis. It does really well here. It does like slightly improved soils, and it's great for cooking. Salvia apiana is white sage. That's the sage that's used in ceremony for smudging. You know, the smudge sticks that you sometimes see or hear about, and I occasionally have in my life. There are, Salvia leucantha, the Mexican bush sage. Now, this is a big mama sage. This is gets 4, no, even 5 feet, about 5 by 5, and it gets these purple flower spikes with a little bit of white in there, and they always remind me of a velvet Elvis painting. In fact, you touch it, it is velvet. It just feels like velvet. It looks like velvet. Really, really pretty. Long bloom season. Loves our soils and doesn't look like a desert plant, so to speak, but it truly is drought tolerant. Salvia greggii. Now, these are the autumn sages, and Salvia greggii itself has kind of a violet-colored flower, small flower, but quite a lot of them, and a really, really long bloom season from spring through fall. But now, of course, like all these plants, there's crazy people about plants all over the world, and they're constantly hybridizing, crossbreeding. So there's lots of different Salvia greggii. There's one called Hot Lips. The flowers are red and white together. Salvia Concord grape is one I've just recently found in a local nursery, and it's beautiful, a really rich purple flower. And of course, those also are going to attract hummingbirds and butterflies. But beyond the Salvia, well, perhaps you've heard of Texas sage, sometimes called Texas Ranger. Those are the leucophyllums. They're all different sizes, 3 feet to 6, 7 feet. I'm sitting right now to one called San Antonio Rose, Leucophyllum frutescens, probably about 5 feet. Really beautiful purple flowers. All of the Texas sages, Texas Rangers, leucophyllums, are super drought tolerant to the point where you can, once they're established, water them about 5 times a year. Another sage, Phlomus fruticosa, Jerusalem sage. Now, it's not quite as drought tolerant, but sage green flowers, really nice texture. Yellow blossoms in the spring on a multi-tiered flower, and the blossoms themselves are really cute. They're in a whorl, a spiral, around the floral cup, and they come out of a little yellow hood and point down. It's a really cute effect. Does well in our soils. And then Russian sage. Russian sage is Perovskia triplicifolia. It is kind of a sagey green color, gets to about 3 or 4 feet, and beautiful purple upright flower spikes. Love sun. In fact, I think everyone I just mentioned, well, they'll take a lot of sun, except maybe the Salvia greggii. They want some afternoon shade and a little bit more water. They're sometimes put out there as desert plants, but they can't take the hard, harsh sun in full rock. So give them a little bit of protection. Regardless, though, sages are fun in the garden, whether it's the actual salvias or any of a number of other plants that are called sage. They often and likely will do well here in Southern Nevada and in your garden. This is Norm Schilling, your desert gardener.
Norm Schilling is the owner of Schilling Horticulture and Mojave Bloom. You'll find pictures of some of the sages Norm talks about, as well as many more episodes of Desert Bloom at knpr.org.